In November, voters in Oregon will vote on a measure that would require labels on all foods that contain genetically modified crops, or GMOs as they're called. In Wisconsin, farmers will harvest thousands of acres this fall of one GMO known as BT corn. BT crops, developed by Monsanto, include a modified gene that make the plant resistant to pests and some herbicides. But the gene doesn't affect the food safety of the corn once it's harvested and used to make such foods as corn syrup, corn oil, or corn chips. That's according to Wisconsin Corn Growers Association President Bob Olson. He says both farmers and the food industry believe labeling will send the wrong message.
Feeling with labeling is that you label things that are bad, label things that potentially could be bad. And they don't see GMO products as being bad in that they have been tested by EPA and USDA and FDA and said they find no difference, except that they are they can tell what it is, but they find no substantial difference in how those corns, wheat, soybeans, whatever, are used by animals or used in the process.
And Rosemary Watkins of the National Farm Bureau Federation agrees. She says GMO crops are no different from other hybrid varieties, and those have never required labels.
We feel that it would cause perhaps undue concern in the mind of the public because it would look like a warning label, because that's traditionally how we've used labels.
But UW rural sociologist Jeff Kloppenberg says while there may be no evidence yet that GMOs pose health risks, labeling foods that contain them is still a good idea.
The labeling gives us an opportunity to slow down a little bit because it will, at the very minimum, interest people in why this should be labeled, and they may begin to question what products of genetic engineering are. And I think the real advantage is it will increase participation by people in attempts to decide how we move ahead with this very powerful technology.
But Janesville corn farmer and crop consultant Tim Maloney says he doubts most consumers will pay attention to the labels. He says instead they'll be looking at the price tag.
Generally, people, it's like they want their food cheap. I think people that with certain levels of education and income, they will pay attention to that. I really don't think the farmers are going to be impacted that much because generally people still want cheap food. And the amount of GMO corn that's raised in the country is been pretty decent for the last so many years. And, you know, the corn syrup you buy probably has it in there. And, all the foods that you buy in the store, whether it's, Betty Crocker baking mix, they all have GMO corn in there.
But recent polls indicate most Americans would like that fact stated clearly on the label. It's a common practice in Japan and Europe to label such foods, and it's caused problems for U.S. farmers who have to segregate genetically modified grains from non-GMO crops when they want to sell them overseas. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.